A couple of weeks ago, I found myself at the Neighborhood Ministry Christmas pageant, and there they shared the reading of that scripture and then videotaped it. It was great joy to participate and to watch in their Christmas program this year, and the thing that really touched my heart as I watched was their memorization of the scriptures and how God's word had been planted into their hearts through that after-school ministry and what is taking place in the F building back in the back there, that God's word is being planted in the hearts of children. And what a joy it is. And so I wanted to share that joy with you so that you know what's happening here in the ministries and to hear the word of God from them about our shepherds in our story today, the message that the angel brought to the shepherds. You may find yourself, like me, at times getting many emails as you go to check your emails and checking your inbox. And some of my favorites to get, I receive from Nicole, our administrative assistant for the pastors, and the subject line says, "Welcome new baby girl," or "Welcome new baby boy." And in that email, she's sharing with us a new member of our church that's been born, someone that's given birth. She gives us the names of the parents and maybe the grandparents that are connected here with the church, and the date of the birth and the name of the child. And it's just a fun, cute little email to get. And we have many ways of announcing births, and now with technology, more and more ways. We still have our traditional ways of the newspaper and church bulletins and newsletters. We also have social media, and you can immediately let someone know through text or through the computer and sending pictures and giving the announcement of the birth of the little one. But today's scripture, I think, goes beyond all the creativity we could come up with on our own in our human minds, and a birth announcement like no other. It was not received through the newspaper or mail or social media, but by the shepherds as they were doing their usual thing, taking care of sheep. It was the night shift. And even though what we might think of as the quiet of the day, they were still tasked with their job of keeping the sheep safe, of taking care of the sheep, of whatever was needed throughout this nighttime. And it was there that an angel appeared to them. But in contrast to the quiet of the night, because it was not such a subtle appearance, for the glory of the Lord shone around them. A great light was now upon them and around them. It was no longer dark, but they found themselves, instead of being in the dark of the night, a cloud of brightness appeared as the presence of God was now there with them. It was evident to them that he was there. The light changed the look of the scene that night in that field. But more than that, it changed their life. The shepherds found themselves in a different state of mind, and they were overcome in that initial appearance of the glory of God, overcome with fear, feeling terrified even. For the sight before them was most unusual and not like anything that they had seen before. But that was not the change that the angel had come to bring to them, not the state even that the angel was going to leave them in. For the angel said to them, "Fear not." "Fear not" began the message of the words that were shared. "Fear not" was what was intended. Fear may have been that natural response, even what we think would be normal and acceptable for what they were experiencing. But feeling terrified was not the state of being that was a characteristic of the life that God had for them. So the words of this birth announcement began, "Fear not." They weren't just words tossed out, though, but the angel had backing for why those shepherds didn't need to fear. something to tell them that was not only going to change their initial response and feeling, but it was also going to change their life as it gave them new meaning. "I bring you good news," he said. "Good news of great joy. Good news that has the power and the ability to transform fear, that initial feeling that they were having, to change that fear into joy. Good news that is not only temporary, but is lasting. Good news not just for some, but good news for all." We hear Jesus himself say later in his life, "For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son." So that theology of loving the world, all the world, was heard in this birth announcement from the angel to the shepherds, good news of great joy for all. And the shepherds were a perfect example of how this truth was being lived out and portrayed. You see, the Israelites were waiting for the Messiah to be born. But if they were to come to a group of people that would receive this birth announcement, that would be the first people to hear about it, I don't think that they would have thought that it would have been a group of shepherds that were living out in the fields with some sheep. They might have expected it to say, "And they were kings and princes keeping watch over their palace." Or there were scribes and Pharisees keeping watch over the rituals and the laws. But it wasn't those who were seen to have power in the world that received the announcement. It was the shepherds. You see, the message was not just for some, but for all. For those that the culture and norms of the day rejected and tossed to the outskirts of town. As we see from Jesus himself in his living and in his teaching, the invitation to relationship, it was open to all. He touched and he healed the untouchable lepers. He healed the blind and the lame, and he cast out demons, allowing those people to then be accepted and become part of society. He ate with sinners and tax collectors, that he touched and blessed the children. And women were allowed, as was not accepted in that time, were allowed to sit at his feet and to learn from him. Instead of condemning people for their sins, he forgave them. And to the Samaritans, a group of people not looked upon as equals, he gave worth and dignity. You see, he was about bringing people into relationship. For not only was the good news the angel had to share going to change the life of the shepherds and giving them meaning, but it was going to have the power and the ability, it was going to have the love to change the lives of all the people of the entire world. You see, the people wanted change. The rule of the government did not have their best interest in mind. People were not experiencing peace and a feeling of security within them. They were waiting. They were waiting for a Messiah to come and to save them from the authority of the rulers and those that were in control of the world at that point in time. The people wanted change. And God was putting that change into motion. Not necessarily in the way that they had perceived or thought it was going to happen, but in a way that they could far, far better than what they could imagine on their own. For you see, a Savior had been born. The Messiah. The Lord. God had much more than their physical well-being in mind, but he had their spiritual, their emotional, their mental well-being in his care. In God's plan, he had for them and for us, for all people in all times and all places, a Savior, Messiah, Lord, to save us from our sins, to deliver us from evil, to give us new life and new meaning, guiding us into the life abundant that he has for us here and now, and then into life eternal. But that was much more than the people expected. But that's what God had planned. This is good news of great joy for all people. The shepherds heard this news with open hearts, a willingness to receive the message from the angels, the invitation given by God. So they went. They went to Bethlehem to see this thing that had happened, which the Lord had told them about. They were not going to let a second go by. This was too good of a news, too exciting. So as soon as the angels left and they went to see this thing, to find the baby that the angels said would be wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. For that was the sign that what the angels had said was true, a baby there wrapped in cloths in the manger. And there he was with his mother Mary and his father Joseph and the baby there. Last week when the angel came to Mary, he said to her, "For no word from God will ever fail." Proof that God's promises and God's word is the truth was found and experienced once again in this story, and this time by the shepherds. This joy that was told to the shepherds about this good news, who was consuming them. They were overcome with joy as they spread the word concerning this child, telling all of those that they came in contact with about the good news that the angels had shared, sharing this message about this child, the Savior, Messiah, Lord. The shepherds' lives had changed. From people who were just going through the motions, just doing their jobs as they were supposed to do, and to people with a mission and a purpose. So as they returned, they were now people that were glorifying God, praising God. God had changed their lives that night. For good news of great joy had come to them. It had come into them. An angel came and changed Zechariah's life, telling him that he and his wife, who were childless, who were in their final years of life, they were going to have a son. But not just any son, a son that was going to bring them great joy and delight, and a son who was going to bring people back into relationship with God, a son that was going to make ready the people to receive the Lord. An angel came to Mary and told her that she was favored, meaning that she was chosen and that she was graced by God, chosen to give birth to a son, Jesus, who would be given the throne of his father David and would reign over Jacob's descendants forever, whose kingdom would never end. Mary's life, it was changed forever. And now the shepherds' lives were changed, given new meaning by this transforming news, by the message from God that his plan of salvation and redemption, of restoration, of life, who is coming to the people in the form of a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger, a baby for the world. For the baby was good news of great joy for all people, for you and for me. Good news for the little one wondering where their next meal will come from. Good news for the man wandering the streets with nowhere to lay his head. Good news for the single parent who is exhausted after working three jobs. For the woman who received the diagnosis with no hope of paying for the needed treatment. For the young man in another country this Christmas as he serves his country and military. But there's good news for them and for all of us, for the world. Good news of great joy. There's a song by a band that I like to listen to that's one of my favorites now, a Christian band from Ireland. And the words to the song say, "There's good news for the captive, good news for the shamed. There's good news for the one that walked away. There's good news for the doubting, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He is beauty for the blind man, riches for the poor. He is friendship for the one that the world ignores. He is pasture for the weary, rest for those who strive. For the good Lord is the way, the truth, the life. He's our rescuer. He is our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise our Lord, the rescuer." For the angel said to the shepherds, And the angels say to all of us today, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. A baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to whom his favor rests. That message is our message. Our message for us personally, for one another, for the world. So as the shepherds told about what they had been told to the child, let us also tell. Let us tell about what we have learned about this child that's been born, what we have experienced about this child that's been born. Jesus, Savior, Messiah, Lord. He brings new meaning to us, new meaning to our lives, new meaning to the world, as he comes into the darkness, bringing great light, bringing good news of great joy for all. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, I thank you for your word today, for your message that comes to us through the angel, through the shepherds, through the baby. Lord, I pray for those in our midst this morning who are experiencing fear. It's real. But I pray, Lord, that in this moment you would transform their fear and you would change it into joy. That through your message of peace, their hearts may be filled. Lord, we believe in all that you have for us this day. For the good news, it is ours. And not only is it ours, but it's the world's. And so I pray, as the shepherds went and told, I pray that we would be obedient to telling, to sharing the joy that we have been given. The good news. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for Jesus, the baby born, the Messiah, the Savior, the Lord. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Go from this place glorifying and praising God. God who sends us out into the world to share his good news of great joy. So go and share it with one another. Share it with your neighbors and your friends, with your coworkers, with that stranger that you run into today. Go and share it, that good news of great joy. Go in the peace and the love and the mercy and the grace of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, the Lord. Amen.